You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Check out the website if you haven't been there in a minute. Take us with you. Also on the Odyssey app, Sam and Greg. 14th day of June. It's a Saturday morning. Thank you for letting us be a part of your weekend mornings. I also want to mention once again, because I was thinking about three different things. We never have Brandon on long enough to ask him all the questions we want to ask him. And so I was rushing through my last one and misspoke. Quaker State 400 available, by the way, at Walmart, is the 28th.
Mm-hmm.
The 28th of June, not necessarily that next weekend. You can go out there next weekend, there'll be stuff going on.
There's always something going on.
There's something always going on out there.
Always something happening out there.
But the race weekend at Echo Park Speedway is June 28th. And so I sent Brandon a thing. I said, I got to do that again because we messed up a little bit there. Anyway, Sam and Greg, thank you again once again for letting us be a part of your Saturday mornings. It's been fun so far, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, oh man.
Been dancing up here, been talking about albatrosses. We gave our opinions. Noel just went at the Grammys for what they did with country music.
Yeah.
On the backs of Beyonce winning.
Yikes.
Just because she sang with the Dixie Chicks. I mean, that's what's been going on, and we ain't even first 2 hours over. I know, I'll shut up. Go ahead, Noel.
No, you're great. You're great.
And we gave birthdays out. Got to do another birthday?
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, dear. No, this is right in your wheelhouse.
What just ended?
Where Coco Gauff took the trophy.
French Open.
Today is Steffi Graf's birthday.
Ah. Mm.
Happy 56th birthday to Steffi Graf.
All right now.
There you go.
Lady who would beat people and leave the motor running.
Yes, she would. She talk about being double
so
parked.
Fast, and, you know, I'll be right back.
He's not lying either. Listen, if there were two people who did their job efficiently, and I don't know which one was better than the rest, this is a good question. Who did their job more efficiently? Steffi Graf or Greg Maddux?
Yeah, really?
Mm.
Yep.
I thought you was going to go Mike Tyson.
Yep.
Well, he didn't do it throughout his career. He had some longer rounds later on. But them first few. But Greg Maddux throughout his career.
Yeah.
Steffi Graf throughout her career.
Joe Clark would love him.
Very efficient.
do it expeditiously.
Oh, good stuff.
Yeah, all right, man. Noel, the floor is yours.
Yes.
And welcome back.
I know, right? Well, one more thing on the Grammys and the Beach Boys before I move to the Dream. Brian Wilson should have gotten a Grammy award or acknowledgement or whatever because he is interpolated on Cowboy Carter. He is a part of Cowboy Carter.
Whoa. Really?
He is indeed.
In what capacity?
On the song Yaya, oh, okay. She weaves in there the hook of Good Vibration. Yeah. So if you know your musical history, you catch it.
Yeah.
Brian Wilson sang with Janelle Monae on the opening of her Dirty Computer album.
That I knew.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's still out here in the musical world. And of course, like y'all said, any bass line y'all hear is, you know, pretty much derivative of Sly, which is Larry Graham, who is Drake's uncle. So there we go.
There we go now.
You had to put the Drake part in there because I like
well,
some
I
Larry
mean,
Graham.
You know.
100 ways. We got to do it on 100 ways.
No, that's James Ingram.
No, who's Larry's? What's one
in a million.
One in a million. I knew it was a number something.
say you knew it was a number.
I knew it was a number something.
And speaking of numbers, the Dream putting up some high double-digit wins on the board in the past couple of weeks. Man, and Ryan Howard was a huge factor last night. Got started a little slow, but the defense was always stellar, as usual. And then in that third quarter, it was just an offensive explosion. I think she ended that first quarter with 0 points. She ended the game with 36 points.
Man.
Indeed. Man. On fire.
It's got it going.
And the Sky found something that was working, because the second quarter is the only quarter they outscored the Dream, and that was the quarter they looked the best. Like, Carmelo Condozo was really finding something down there in the post against the bigs. You know, Angel's gonna angel. Like, she's gonna figure out how to, you know, get close to a double-double at least. Both of them with one rebound off of a double-double last night. But Ryan Howard just kind of took over at one point, and that was that. It was like, at one point, she hit like 2 threes in a row, and then we started chirping to the bench. I was like, oh, yeah, she might be back. So after that 3-point game she put up the last game, it was a little lull. She came back with another 30-point heater, man.
How you think about Jordan Canada and how she's coming along? I know the first couple of games back seemed like you just trying to get acclimated, trying to get comfortable. How you think she's coming?
Well, the first couple games back, she was trying to find a footing offensively, like scoring, but her court vision and basketball IQ is so high that she's always going to be able to add something on the court. And her quickness and her decision-making is on full display right now on the court. Like, they move faster, and she kind of has a feel of where people are going to be on the court, and she doesn't mind diving for a loose ball. Like not only do you get the hustle, but you get the high basketball IQ, and you're going to continue to see that as her scoring picks up.
Thoughts about Breonna Jones? I mean, the double-double has come to be what you kind of expect, and like I said, there's certain things that have made Ryan Howard, I think, relax to be able to have a game like she had last night, and Breonna Jones giving you a double-double last night was big.
Indeed. She was able to keep those two twin towers, as they like to call them in Chicago, kind of in check. But this season, I've kind of been calling Bree the Cookie Monster, because it seems like as soon as that ball gets into the post, she's going to go up and she's going to score. Like, she has that post on lock, and she's proven it from game one against the Mystics till now. Like, she has that post game on lock.
What do you want to see from this team that you haven't seen yet? I mean, you know, we've seen a lot of things with them. We've seen them do well. You know, BG, when needed, goes out and scores more. But, you know, they haven't needed her to have to be that much. And I think that's one of the things that she kind of looked forward to in coming to Atlanta. If she needs to go out and have a big night, a double-figure night. But if she doesn't, you know, that's okay, too. And it seems like that's the thing that has made this move a good one for her.
And for the Dream, because it's a luxury place for the Dream to be, right? For you not to need BG to go out there and be BG, but knowing she can do it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
you need her to. And I just want to see it to see it. I just want to see it in a dream uniform, her go out there and be super dominant. We've seen flashes of it. We know she's a little injured coming back trying to get a groove, but I just want to see a dominant BG game. And that's pretty much it. I mean, we've seen the bench come up big. We've seen Nia Coffey and Nas Hillman and Shatori Kimball-Walker come off the bench and do big things. We've seen Pow Pow fill in. We've seen the two-man game between Alicia and Bree. We've seen Ryan Howard go off. We've seen them win in all kind of ways. That's the only thing I want to see now is BG.
Yeah, absolutely. Next couple of games, they got Washington, then they got New York. And New York is the acid test for everybody.
Yeah.
You feel like this team is where they need to be to go and face New York? They've got to play them up there, right?
Yeah, they will play them in New York. And, I mean, that's the litmus test, right? We've had some great games. I think we're the third best team in the league right now, record-wise. You want to kind of put that up against Team 1 and 2, and this, you know, the Liberty and the Lynx right now. So I really am looking forward to seeing them play the Liberty and playing them away, because that's a more of a tougher test than playing them at home. So you get to play them away early and really get to see how you stack up against that team.
That's what we're looking forward to see. That's coming up with tomorrow. They're up in D.C. and Tuesday evening. Up at New York should be a great test.
But don't sleep on the D.C. game, because those rookies, that Kiki Iriafin is a problem. She gave them a problem that first time. We lost that game up there in D.C., if you remember. So I'm looking to get a little get back against D.C. against that game. Don't sleep on D.C., because Sonya Citron and Kiki Iriafin are problems.
Yep. I'm going to mention something for somebody. You know, we have to always talk about, you know, women's basketball, and give a shout out to somebody who is now the number one recruit for college basketball for the upcoming season is Kate Harpring, Matt Harpring's daughter, Orbit Maris.
She
got a couple of NIL deals. I think she don't mind me telling you. She has one with Leaf Trading Cards.
Ooh.
And she has one with Adidas.
Oh, nice. That's a nice one.
You know, and so, yeah.
I think Day-Day's had her on the prep show before.
Should have had her on. Mm-hmm. Should have had her on. And so she is the number one recruit going back out to visit, do some more visits. I mean, she's visited all the big places. She's been out in the West Coast. She's done a second trip to UCLA.
UConn.
You think so? I don't know. She's been up. you think UConn?
She's gonna be a UConn.
You think so?
I mean, the more they win, it's just like what Chris was saying earlier. Like when you have a program and they just win and you feel like that's the best place for your kid, and then you wind up trying to move heaven and earth to get them there. It's kind of the same thing in women's basketball. I feel like right now South Carolina and UConn have that edge because that's who seems to be at the end every single year right now. So I feel like those are the two teams that girls are looking at first.
What about the folks out west now?
That's 3 and 4, but I feel like those are the two that kids are looking at first.
No Notre Dame?
I mean, they're on that list. It's like a list of 10 that are going to be your go-tos.
Okay, I'm just
saying. And Notre Dame is definitely on that list. USC is definitely on that list. UCLA is definitely on that list.
No Duke, you know.
I mean, Duke and North Carolina are really interesting to me because last year they were super defensive teams.
Yeah.
And so they got to find some shooting. I know people hated that matchup just because it was just so defensive and such a grind. I thought it was a good look at that, the future defensive players that other teams could possibly get once they enter in the draft. But maybe they could use a little more shooting. Maybe if you're a shooter, an offensive guru, maybe you want to pick one of those teams.
She does a little bit of everything.
She's the best all-around.
Everything.
All-around player.
No LSU?
Yeah, I put them on the list too. LSU, USC, yeah.
All right.
Those are your top programs.
You don't know where she's going.
I mean, she could just go to Tech. I'm just saying,
That's daddy school.
I'm just saying.
She don't know if she want to go to daddy school.
It's a shock.
Not anything bad about that, but I mean, I remember talking to him about it. He said he just wants to go somewhere where she will be happy. He said he'll sleep better at night. It was a place that she enjoys.
Yeah. I mean, Dominique's kid, going. I think he was thinking that too, but then he decided to go on and go to the legacy school. So maybe she'll think about it some more. I don't know.
We'll see. That's what we got.
Well, first of all, you say we. It's her segment.
I know, but
off and then hijacked it. That's what you did. You said, go ahead and talk. You be quiet. And then you hijacked it and made it all WNBA.
No, I wanted to know what you thought about the Chicago Sky last night.
I haven't really been paying attention.
Fair. Okay, fair.
I really haven't, since it was such a train wreck early in the season, and if they turned the corner.
I mean, because that was my thing. Like, in the second quarter, I got kind of a little iffy because I'm like, if you lose to the Chicago Sky, that's going to create a bunch of questions because not too many people have lost to the Chicago Sky. Yeah. Chicago and Dallas right now are teams trying
to
find themselves.
And what's her name came back? What was it, 36 points she came back with?
Yeah, but they still don't got the one win, though. These are teams that are still trying to find themselves. And I knew Dallas was going to be a little troublesome because you got a lot of people that want the ball, and there's only one ball. But I just wanted to get your thoughts about, you know, what was going on.
I thought you had something else. So I was waiting for that next thing because it's going through your mind. It's happening. I know we started with the Grammys and it was all done.
Well, the other thing I was going to say is shout out to Greg. Greg looks like a genius because I thought the Pacers were going to put themselves a step forward last night. It was, you know, 5-point gap, 6-point gap. And then all of a sudden, that thing swung. That thing swung like 12 points.
Is this going to game 7?
I see 6. I'm starting to see 6 now.
I said 6.
You did. But that's why I said you look like a genius. But, I got to give you props.
But so you think that OKC has been slapped around enough by Indianapolis so they're going to take these next two?
I think OKC won me over last night. I thought they were going to let go of the rope, and they did not. And the MVP had a lot to do with it. But MVP. The MVP was going to have a lot to do with it either way. He needed somebody else to show up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they made it happen.
See, this is why I want to see this by that dude in the NHL finals. He's been getting some great assists. He's been doing some incredible moves. But until Connor McDavid really does, you know, and he does what Shea does in those crucial moments. And, again, giving an assist to get the game-winning goal is one thing. That is a great thing because everybody's going to be keen on him. That's what everybody's waiting for as far as that. But, anyway, that's just me. Nothing else is on your mind? Nothing else is running through that noggin, because you come out, we talk about a lot of things that get you.
We do. I just want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there tomorrow. Since we won't be on air, happy Father's Day.
We are going to tell a little story, our own
we will.
Father's Remembrance coming up, and that's going to be at 11 o'clock.
Y'all have found out when I got into the Hawks, rather when I started seeing sporting events. Coming up soon.
We're going to find out when you started hating Minnesota because the old man loved them so much.
Ooh. Oh, no, I didn't hate them, but I will tell you I went from confused to understanding 100% that what was going on that couch.
Okay, never mind.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.